Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. India's new liberalized petrol pump norms require licensees to set up a minimum of 100 outlets with at least 5% of them in remote areas. The government had last month relaxed norms for setting up petrol pumps, allowing non-oil companies to market fuel in the world's fastest growing market. The Indian Space Research Organization has launched the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C-47, carrying CartoSat 3 and 13 commercial nano satellites into Sun's synchronous orbit yesterday. The launch of CartoSat 3 and 13 USA's nano satellite by PSLV C-47 took place at 9 a.m. from Satish Dhawan Space Center. CartoSat 3 satellite is a third-generation agile advanced satellite having high-resolution imaging capability. The Reserve Bank of India will cut interest rates in December for a sixth time this year and again before July, according to economists in a Reuters poll, who forecast those reductions would either marginally boost the economy or have no impact. Currently, the most aggressive major central bank in the world, the RBI, has cut rates by 135 basis points this year to 5.15%, but inflation has remained low by historical standards and policymakers have barely moved the needle on growth. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has compulsorily retired 21 Group B officers of ITO rank under Fundamental Rule 56 over charges of corruption, illegal gratification, misuse of official position, and other allegations. This is the fifth tranche of officers who have been ousted under these rules. This action is in line with the objectives of Modi government to clean up the bureaucracy. Infosys, the country's second largest software exporter, on Tuesday said it has launched CyberNext, a Microsoft Azure Sentinel-powered platform offering enhanced enterprise security monitoring services. With Azure Sentinel's advanced AI and security analytics features, this strategic partnership with Microsoft will significantly boost Infosys' threat detection and response capabilities. Maruti Suzuki India yesterday said its popular entry-level small car Alto has crossed 38 lakh sales milestone in cumulative wholesales. Brand Alto has been the best-selling car in India for 14 consecutive years, Maruti Suzuki added. Launched in 2000, Alto crossed the 10 lakh sales mark in 2008, and in 2012 it reached the 20 lakh milestone. In 2016, the model crossed 38 lakh sales. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.